Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Slowing Down the Noise. There's a lot coming at teachers right now. New ideas, new tools, new expectations, and it doesn't just come once. It keeps coming over and over. And after a while, it starts to feel like noise, not because it's all bad, but because it's constant. Well, before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is watching my son play soccer last night. There's something about just being there, watching, cheering, seeing him out there doing his thing. That matters. The second thing that I'm thankful for is books. Books have a way of sticking with you, teaching you, shifting your thinking. There's something powerful about that, y'all. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for each and every one of my students that I teach. They show up every day, different needs, different personalities, different energy. And they matter. Every single one of the students that I'm entrusted to teach matter. Well, let's get back into the main topic, slowing down the noise. There's something, when we think about information, there's a difference between information and overload. And right now, a lot of what teachers are experiencing feels like overload. True or true? Right? Not because there aren't good ideas out there, but because there are too many all at once. So that's going to be our topic. That's going to be our focus. Our topic is slowing down the noise. I'm going to share with you what I've been thinking around this topic, y'all. Not everything deserves your attention. Not everything that comes your way needs your focus. There are more ideas than you can realistically use. More tools than you can realistically try. There are more strategies than you can realistically even begin to implement. Trying to take in everything leads to overload. You might feel like you're missing something if you don't, but that's not true. You get to decide what matters. You get to filter. That's part of the work now, y'all. And see, we're dealing with constant input, and constant input, it creates mental clutter. When information keeps coming in, your thinking, it gets crowded. It's harder to focus. It's harder to prioritize. And ultimately, it's harder to think clearly. You might jump from idea to idea without fully using any of them. That creates frustration because nothing feels settled. Slowing down helps to create that space. And that matters. More ideas, they don't always lead to better teaching. More is not always better. More ideas can actually make things harder. You might try to layer too much into your day. Too many strategies at once. Too many expectations at once. That can overwhelm both you and your students. Simplicity often works better than trying to do it all. See, clarity works better. Focus works better. And that's easy to forget when you have so many ideas coming at you. And noise, it can make it harder to hear what matters, what truly matters. When everything is loud, it's hard to hear what matters. Important ideas, the most important ideas, they get buried. Strong practices get overlooked. You might move away from what works even. I mean, imagine that something's working and you move away from it. Just because something new and shiny showed up. That shift can happen even without noticing. And it pulls you away from your foundation. That's why slowing down matters, y'all. It helps you clearly. It can help you to think clearly, to focus clearly again. It can help you to refocus. Not all urgency is real. Everything can start to feel urgent. Like you need to act right now. Like you're falling behind if you don't. But not all urgency is real. Some of it is just noise. Some of it is just timing. Some of it can wait. You don't have to respond to everything immediately. That awareness, it changes things and it can give you space. Because slowing down is not falling behind. It's choosing what actually matters. Write that down, y'all. It's going to be in a test, y'all. I'm going to say that once again. Slowing down is not falling behind. It's choosing what actually matters. Your classroom needs clarity, not overload. Students don't benefit from constant change. They need consistency. They need clarity. They need to know what to expect. Too many shifts can create confusion, y'all, even if the ideas are good. Stability helps learning. Structure helps learning. That environment matters. And you, as the funky teacher, create that consistency and that clarity in the classroom. And y'all, you don't have to keep up with everything. There's pressure to keep up, to try what others are trying, to stay current. But you don't have to chase everything. You don't have to match what others are doing. Your classroom is your space, your kingdom. Your students are your focus. You can move at your pace. That's not falling behind. That's being intentional. That's being an in-touch teacher who's in touch with the needs of his or her students, y'all. And depth, it matters more than speed. It does. Depth matters more than speed. Going deeper matters more than going faster as educators here. Understanding matters more than just coverage, covering as much stuff as you can. Taking time with an idea, it matters. Letting students think, it matters. Letting conversations develop, it matters. Speed can create the illusion of progress. It can be very deceiving. It feels like, hey, you're getting through all of this content or all of this information it's creating an illusion of progress sometimes if we're not careful. See, depth creates real learning. That distinction is vital and it matters, especially right now when everything feels fast. Slowing down creates better decisions. When you slow down, you think more clearly. You make more intentional choices. You notice what's actually working, you notice what's not working. That's important too, to notice what's not working. And you adjust with purpose, not just reaction. So that leads to better teaching, more grounded teaching, ultimately more effective teaching. And that's the goal, isn't it? And you are allowed to protect your focus. You are allowed to protect your attention, your energy, your classroom. Not everything gets access to that. You can say no. You can pause. You can wait. You can choose what fits. That's part of professional judgment, y'all. You're a professional. That's professional judgment. And it matters. Clarity is more powerful than constant input. As I do a reflective close here, I just want to say that wherever you are right now, if things feel loud, if things feel like too much, if it feels like there's always something new coming at you, just remember this. You don't have to take it all in. You don't have to respond to everything. You can slow down. And when you do, you start to hear what actually matters again. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.